Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. It's an act of, it's a sin against, if you're asked the question, or if you're drawn into the conversation, and you actually know what the catechism is, and then you hear what's told to you, and you go like, okay, that doesn't sound like a valid baptism. This is important stuff here. If you know that there is a soul, and you and I do, because we take philosophy of Pernis, and we believe the faith, and if you know that there's going to be a judgment, and we do, and if you know that there are two outcomes, there are four certainties, there's death, the soul leaving the body, judgment, heaven or hell, the four last things, right? If you know this and you don't say something, well, then the sin is on you. Now you've committed a sin of omission and in some cases maybe a sin against charity. Now, regardless of how angry the person, or maybe they unfriend you, heaven forfend, on Facebook or whatever the case may be, you have an obligation and a duty to provide that charitable act. Now, of course, you have to know it. You don't want to provide error. And that's all I said. And so we started looking it up. And I'm going to ask Brother Andre about this because I don't have the final word. But as I was Googling and looking for valid baptisms, you know, what the procedures are, etc., I kept running into the Feeneyite battle, which is all these people claiming that Father Feeney, because Father Feeney, who you know from the Philosophia Panini's lectures, and he was the founder of the Saint Benedict Center, and he was Brother Francis's mentor, that, you know, Father Feeney said extra ecclesiam nulla salus when it came to baptism, or something to that effect. I'm not completely clear on it. Anyways, that's an example here, and that's a good way to conclude the church doctrine here today. It's very simple. If you have a question and you think that it's not charitable to do something, well, then you should just say that. Hey, I don't think it's charitable for me to keep my silence. I don't want to upset you, and I'm not trying to upset you, but I just need to let you know X. And you just as loving and as charitable as you can be, and you leave it at that.